Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
I see that the big issue this week has to do with deliveries or lack thereof.
Well, it's a double whammy, Darren. I mean, online deliveries just shot through the roof from the time we went into lockdown. So we saw delivery issues and backlogs with groceries first, because they were the only ones allowed to sell online. And then as we moved down the lockdown levels and more was able to be sold online, so it started happening with clothes orders and work from home equipment orders and all the rest. And then Norman Goodfellows and their alcohol orders, that's another whole story. But for me, the story is we should all have great patience, because these companies are suddenly hit with unprecedented demand and they're reliant on couriers and the rest to get the stuff to us when they say they're going to. And there's so many things that are conspiring, you know, for them to miss the delivery deadlines, right? But what I keep saying is unjustified. I was going to say unforgivable, but I won't be that harsh, because we're all suffering. And that is when they don't communicate properly. So what's happened is these companies are used to having call centers, literal physical bricks and mortar call centers with a whole lot of people sitting very close together answering calls. And they can't do that anymore. Physical distancing. Generally, they'll have half a team sitting at home, the other half sitting very far away from each other in the call centers. But they don't have the technology to transfer calls to people sitting at home. There are so many logistical issues. So a lot of people want the old-fashioned make a call thing, because it's immediate and they feel like their problem is being taken in hand. Whereas you can send an email off and you don't get an answer, and you're like, what's happening now? You've got a double whammy of no product and no answers, and that makes people wild. And that is what you're seeing throughout social media for every online retailer you could think of. Put their name in a search and you'll find, you know, dozens and dozens of complaints. So for me, it's like these companies really need to do whatever it takes to get the communication right, because people are very forgiving, especially now. If you're having delivery issues, it's when you ignore them, when they want to complain about, or just say, you said it was coming today or a week ago, it's still not here, what now, whatever. So that's the theme that I'm seeing. And two retailers this week, the last 24 hours, have decided, you know what, we're getting ourselves into huge reputational damage country here, let's just stop selling. And they are, there may be others, but the ones I know about, Edgar's and Norman Goodfellows with the booze, they've been letting people down in a massive way, not delivering one of four items, say, to a colleague of ours, and then just keeping silent on what's happening with the rest, no refund and all the rest. So it is, you know, a world of pain all around with online deliveries at the moment. And we've got to the point now where at least two that I know of have just said, you know what, we're not selling anymore, we're closing our site, which I think was a good thing. So if you're going to order online because you don't want to go to the shops for whatever reason, you must understand that you're probably in for a long wait. You might get the wrong order. You might have it cancelled. Things are going wrong a lot more than they normally did. Some are getting it right. I've had some personal, wonderful, unbelievable service from Takealot, I have to say. If you're choosing a retailer you haven't dealt with, my advice would be to go onto Hello Peter or go onto their Facebook site and have a look at the comments and see how they're currently doing. If what you see really doesn't inspire confidence, then maybe hold off, go to another one, although you might likely see the same thing, or just take a trip to the shop if you really need it in a hurry.
There's a couple of things that I've learned here. Firstly, I remember in the beginning of lockdown and people were complaining about why can't call centers still operate. I think we've begun to realize the importance of a call center.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly I would say, you know, if for whatever reason you don't have the capacity to and the technology for people working under COVID-19 situations to answer people by phone, the best you really, really divert those people to answering email speedily. You can't have an email sitting there from someone saying, where's my order? I really need it. You've had my money for 3 weeks. You can't not answer that email. The chances of that person continuing to support you are very slim. So that's, I think companies can do two things. They can get the communication right, and they can also decide if they're just overwhelmed. You know what? Until we get our current order sorted out, we're going to not be greedy. We're not going to not risk our company's reputation any longer. We're just going to put up the pause. put on the pause for the sales until you can get on top of things. Yeah.
It's surprising. We try to look ahead and see what's going to be impacted by this lockdown. And so many of these things that we didn't even look at, but it does make you realize why an institution as big as Nando's went with the curbside option. They didn't even entertain the delivery option because they must have seen that or somebody there must have anticipated this is not going to work. Rather, phone through your order, we'll prepare it, and you can come and collect it curbside. So kudos to them for thinking that one through.
Yeah, and they couldn't do that initially. The collection was only possible from the 1st of June. But again, I have such sympathy for the restaurant industry because even when deliveries were possible in level 4, delivery doesn't come cheap. So now you give your product over to a third party. You don't really know how well they're going to look after it, how quickly they're going to get the, you know, what condition is it going to be. And then you've got to pay 20% of the little you're getting, after 2 months of not operating at all. It's been just a terrible, terrible time. But yes, curbside, if you can get that right, is certainly the way to go. Yeah, you're more in control as a restaurateur.
So understandably, people are inundated. Companies have learned the lesson of the damage caused by not communicating timely and professionally.
Well, I hope so.
Let's hope so. So a whole bunch of the market has realized that they've tried to continue their business using delivery services. The delivery services are heaving under the quests that are put on them. Deliveries are failing. Retailers' reputation is being damaged all over the place. But for me, the consumer, what are my rights when I order something and through either the supplier or the retailer or the delivery, I don't get what I ordered? What's my rights?
Okay. So obviously, if you don't get what you ordered, you're entitled to a refund. I've had many complaints about is the unilateral cancelling of an order by the retailer. So say in Takealot's case, they've done it quite a lot. So you place an order for what you want. You obviously pay for it at the same time. And then sometime later, you get an email saying, sorry, we're unable to fulfill this order. It's usually a stock issue or whatever. And people get really wild when they see that order still on sale at a higher price. But whatever the reason is, and what you're told is by Takealot, don't worry, we have credited your account. My take on that is, first of all, you unilaterally cancelled. And secondly, you unilaterally decided you were going to credit my account rather than refund me into my bank account. Why?
Exactly. I gave you the money because I wanted the cell phone adaption. You weren't able to provide it or deliver it. Now I want to pay someone else for that cell phone adaption, but you're keeping my money.
Exactly. Well said. So the answer was about immediacy. So Takealot said store credit is allocated instantly, providing the customer with an immediate opportunity to purchase an alternative or replacement item. And I'm like, yes, but from you only, not from somebody else. Takealot says credit card or EFT refunds can be processed immediately, but there is a time lag of up to several business days before the funds reflect in the customer's account and the customer is able to access them. And that's because of unavoidable batched payment systems and also the interbank clearing system. If your bank's not the same as their bank, it's going to cause a delay. But I'm saying to people, you know, don't just accept that. If you get that email and you want the money back in your account because you don't intend to either buy that item again from Takealot or another item, you know, you're obviously completely in your rights just to say, I want the money in my account. Thank you very much. And the great thing about ordering online, apart, you know, the other downsides of having to wait and all that, is that unlike with a bricks and mortar shop purchase, you only have a right to take it back for a refund if there's something wrong with it, as we keep saying on this show. But when you buy online, you have the protection of 5 business days, a cooling off period. It doesn't have to be anything wrong with the product. You can just change your mind and send it back and they must refund you. It's important to know in that instance as well, because it's your legal right to be refunded, you also don't have to accept a credit. You can insist that the money refunded to your account. Something else that was quite interesting as you asked about what's going on with returns and online is that someone tweeted yesterday that they bought something online from Woolworths. They're totally isolating. They're not going out. They're actually in the Western Cape where the infection rates are scary. And she wanted to return it, but Woolworths says you can only return in store, you know, probably for sanitizing reasons. But I mean, they can just sanitize the product as it comes back, right? But No. So if you buy something online from Woolworths and you want to send it back for whatever reason, know that they're going to make you go into the store. They have, as a sort of consolation, they've extended the 30, normally you've got 30 days to return. They've now made it 90 days, 3 months, so that, so they're hoping post-lockdown, you can then take it back and they will still take it back. They're not going to say, sorry, this is not over 30 days, we're not taking it back. But a very interesting one, I thought, an approach from Woolworths, and good to know if you're buying online from them.
And it's another one of those things that you don't think about. Like, I think to myself, oh great, I can buy it online and I have the wonderful cushion of a cooling off period. But I just don't think, we don't think, hang on, if it needs to be returned, I need to return it. We don't think of that ahead of the time. It has to happen to us before we realize. It's fascinating, things that we're learning under lockdown.
Yeah, and actually the key word is things that we're learning, because not all stores have the same policy. So I ordered something from Takealot. It was very quickly. It was one of those laptop desk things for those of us that sit on a bed on occasion and work. And it was just, I didn't like the quality. It looked like it was going to collapse on itself. So I logged a return, and at the I was given the option of credit or refund, and I actually chose credit because I wanted to buy a better quality one. And Takealot impressed me. They got it right. So I ordered a new one separately from logging the return. And on Monday, so I did that on Friday. On Monday, somebody arrived, same courier, took the one I didn't want and delivered the new one I'd ordered as a replacement.
Fantastic.
Absolute huge 10 out of 10 to Takealot for getting that right and not wasting resources and doing it so quickly. But so the point of that is that, well, I suppose Takealot doesn't have shops, but, you know, there they will take it back. But sometimes if you're ordering from an online retailer that has, you know, that mainly does in-store, you know, old-fashioned store shopping, they might make you go back and just to check so that you know what you're in for. So if you're choosing to, either you're disabled or you're choosing to lock down completely, or you're COVID positive or whatever, but you don't want to go out, you won't buy this, you know, you won't take that risk because you know that if you have to return for some reason, you're going to have to go into the store and that doesn't suit you.
Well, fascinating conversation once again, Wendy Nola, and we will probably wrap it up there. I just want to ask you, where would one go about complaining? This is, again, probably not within your purview, but where would one go to complain about the prices that the government pays for things? I know a lot of people complaining now about the prices that the Department of Education has spent on PPEs for the schools. When you have a look at they've published the prices that they paid, and they're spending $2,500 on a thermometer gun that cost $800, $100 on a mask that cost $16, and they're purchasing through the millions. Taxpayers are spending this money. Somebody's obviously getting a kickback. This is an old thing of entrepreneurship in our country, and I'm feeling at this moment, Rob, as a consumer, and I'm asking
as a taxpayer.
You. As a taxpayer.
You're right. It's not my usual ambit that the government bring pretty much a law into itself. But I would imagine the office that's there to field complaints about organs of state is the public protector, which I fear may spark another rant. But that's technically.
And we go to the old public protector. She's still taking emails.
Probably not about that, but it is infuriating, as you say, because when we're spending our money, we especially now, we are doing our research. We're making sure we're paying the prices that we should, market related prices, and that you have government using our money as taxpayers, just overpaying to a ridiculous degree in some cases. And yes, that is infuriating, but not a consumer watch issue per se.
Well, I had to ask you the closest thing I've got to an expert in consumer issues. As a consumer or a taxpayer, I see the two as the same, and I'm losing out here. But anyway, thank you, Wendy, and
you're
we'll
welcome.
Chat to you again next week.
For sure. Thanks, Darren.